And they didn't sell no cotton seed like they do now. Hell, they'd gin your cotton provide and you'd haul a seed away from a gin. And they'd carry them home and feed them to the cows. And do a thing around like that with them. And they'd have a little dialogue cotton flowers, had a thing in the middle of it, not that cat, and you open it up wide and if you wanted to let more seed out. Had two little cracks on the side of it. It had a wheel made out of wood in front of it, an iron. It was sharpened like that. It would push a little leaf further down like that, and it had a thing behind it with an old board that sharpened it.
Flattened down.
And it was made high in the middle, and on each side, it push it like this, you know, kind of heap the dirt up on.
Yeah.
You put about two or three down bushels of acre. Damn, when it got ready to hoe it, it more damn cotton than one thing. We never heard of nobody planting no cotton over till it started to fool these tractors. Thing you just plant so damn much and get out there and just cut all of it out except what you wanted, you know, stay there. Seed wasn't worth nothing, hell. You couldn't give the seed away. Gins got where they wouldn't gin your damn cotton unless you agreed to haul the seed off. And just take them, haul them off. I see them take them back up to a gully somewhere and just take a scoop the hole down, hold the seed off the gully. Somebody didn't have no cow, sharecropping, you know, or something. Done saved all the seed you want. We had, when my granddaddy went to the Civil War on my grandma's side of the house, he was water. He had 23 niggas. He owned 23 niggas. He bought a bunch of them little niggas, I imagine about like I was. It was even you guinea niggas, little old short-legged niggas about. And I'd have called them Short John, Ain't Man, and all of them.
Yeah.
Little short new guinea niggas.
They got white specks all over them?
Yeah. Some of them had white specks on the face. I never did pay much attention to the leg, you know, the specks were on. But anyhow, they had that big barn down there. The old slave house was there when I remember. But he'd make 25 bales of cotton some year for them niggas. And man, that was some damn cotton, 25 bales of cotton. You was a farmer, Tom, but you make 25 bales of cotton.
50 acres, wasn't it?
Must have been. Yeah. But he'd always give his niggas 10 acres of land, a pair of mules and 10 acres of land. They said in the family, there wasn't no family, but they said that with two, three whole hands and a nigga with 10 acres of land is all he could work, you know, and do the chores around the house and everything. But they never would that. Try to farm the 10 acres of land I reckon they let them mate up, you know, man and wife, and had some children or something like you did now. I don't think you ever married. But no, you met no other sort of guy come along and buy one. It'd be a hell of a notice. I think it's hell anyhow. You hooked up with some good looking gal, maybe. Two, three children, like somebody come home, sell a kid or two, sell your wife, you get kind of old and up breeding and get another or something. I don't know what the hell it's done about it, but that's a hell of a way to live, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, you were telling me about cotton now. When the cotton came up, you had to do what?
Took a hole, chopped it out, thinned it out. We used to thin it out about 15, 16 inches apart. You know, the land was pretty good. And then you thin it out and all up. To make two furrows, one down this side and one up the other, they'll supply it with one for the mule. Now that they got eight rows at a time, six, and back then, you had to sun a furrow, lift it out, bed it out, that's five, haired it, planted it. Six furrows to each row you had to make to get it planted, and then you worked it out. Hell, we always got through laying by the 4th of July. You'd work it out by about the 1st of May.